You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 2, Dead Man's Party. A Nigerian mask that Buffy's mother has acquired from the gallery has a unique power of resurrecting the dead.
Oh, Joyce.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Robin.
Robin! The one who's in the
Robin
same time zone as us.
Dude, I got like 4 episodes in season 3, I think. Or maybe 3. No, 4. I was like, oh, I better sign up for some season 3 episodes.
Because when season 3 is the around. Best, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
although
Buffy
I kind of wish I was on the next one, but it's okay. But I do love this one too, in its own way. Anyway.
So, Dead Man's Party, or Buffy Buries Her Issue.
Well, let's see what the listeners have to say about this one. Okay. We have feedback from Shelley. Hi, guys, I'm Robin. Burge, that is. There are so many Robins! How did she know? Robin, are you telling people that you're going to guest on these episodes?
Keep it fresh.
Keep it a secret. Keep it under wraps.
I did put a post up in potential spoilers. Not that you ever could get into that group.
No.
Oh.
It's very elitist.
Oh, poor me. All right. Hi, Gax and Robin. Burge, that is. There are so many Robins! I know there's usually not a whole lot of love for this episode. I think that's mainly due to the Scoobies acting out of character, but I'm glad that there are consequences for Buffy. I don't blame them or her mom for being angry, even though they don't yet know the real reason Buffy left town. And then there are those sodding zombies. But I happen to think they're kind of fun. I guess I'm just a sucker for zombies. One of my favorite Giles moments in the whole series happens in this episode. It's my favorite, too, I have to tell you. In his apartment, right after Buffy returns, he goes into the kitchen to the tea, and his nonverbal expression of... It really did get to me, you guys. I'm telling you, I didn't cry for Becoming Cry 2, but let me tell you, I started welling up when I could feel how happy and just relieved he was. Anyway, sorry, I'm like cutting
shouldn't
off Shelley.
Shouldn't that be what her mother felt like? But anyway.
Nonverbal expression of relief. She's home
first
safe.
First Joyce
is just
hate
priceless.
Of this episode. I don't know about the last one. But.
Oh, boy. You missed a lot of Joyce hate. Yeah. There are also some great quotes in this episode, but I don't want to spoil any of your picks, so I won't mention them.
I like how listeners are trying to catch on to that.
Keep up the great work and giggles. Love you guys, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
And I'm going to make...
sweet and tender love to...
Maybe one day, Robin. Maybe. I'm still
just wanted to be held.
So, who wants to read the email from Taryn? Stephanie does. Go.
Okay. Hello, Gax, and super special guest. I thought I would chime in on Dead Man's Party, especially since everyone seems to hate me. I will agree that it's the worst episode in season 3. And the as some of the stuff to come, but I think people are way too hard on this one. The emotional stuff between Buffy and the Scoobies is, for me anyway, worth all the cheesy zombie action. I think the conversations that took place definitely needed to happen, and they needed to happen in this episode. I love Joyce trying to deal with Duffy. I love Joyce trying to deal with Buffy being back. I love Buffy trying to get back into her old life, and I love the conversation that she has with Willow. We see that Willow is really going to get into the magic, and she wanted to share that with her best friend. Mm-hmm. I love the confrontation that takes place in Buffy's living room while everyone was hanging up on her. They all had some really valid points, and I love the quote. Well, I won't say it because I'm certain that someone...
nice!
I'll just have to say that the quote that Giles says as he is driving over to Buffy's house... Anyway... Keep up the great work, and I don't want to get you too excited, but the next episode is fantastic. Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn. But what's with everybody hating this episode? I thought it was awesome.
Me too. I liked it. It's cool.
It was great.
I liked it because it was right after Anne, so anything.
And we know how you feel about Anne. Oh, wait. Angela Anne wrote us. I was hoping she would.
Uh-huh.
She writes us again. Angela says, "Hi, Gax and mystery guest." Well, you can pretty much guess. It's either going to be Robin Birch or Kevin Batchelder or Bob Grand. Those are the three big ones right here. They got in early, man. So, hi, Gax and mystery guest. Hope you're enjoying season three of Buffy. Here are some thoughts I had on Dead Man's Party. Spoilers! I usually skip this episode during rewatch because it upsets me so much. Really? I wanted to scream at everyone in this episode. I felt sympathy for the Scoobies and Giles. They didn't know what was going on with Buffy. They worried all summer, and she should have called. I also see Buffy's point of view. She had to grieve in her own way. I wish they could find a nice group counselor. I dislike Joyce even more by the end of this episode. And what was up with her book club friend? I'm glad she died. Besides Joyce, I'm disappointed most by Xander. What's up with him acting like Buffy's dad or something? You have no idea what you put your mother through? Come on, Xander. Not really your place. The only one I'm not angry at is Giles, and possibly Oz. Is it me? Or is one of the zombies that Frankenstein kid from some assembly required? Keep up the good work, Angie. Thank you, Angie. I thought so, too.
Thanks, Angie. Yeah, well.
You have to do a shot. What are people not liking this episode? I thought this episode was awesome.
I liked it.
I think it's just a lot of drama, you know, and some very uncomfortable moments.
Yeah.
That's what made it good.
Yeah.
Although the scene in the living room where they all ganged up on Buffy, it was awkward to watch because some valid points were made, but some were so far, like, what are you talking about? Like, I was, like, talking back to the screen going, what the...
I want to punch Xander in the face.
Yeah, I was like, Xander, really? It's not your place. It's not your place to say anything like that. Anyways.
Yeah, it may not have been Nighthawk's place to say it, but...
Oh, wait, my first note. Code names are so 1998.
But at least it was said. Because if he didn't say it, would anyone else have said it?
True.
No,
but maybe he's just feeling really,
This better be guilt-related. He better be feeling guilty about what he did.
He's fed up and guilty, yeah.
I think Cordy is kind of rubbing off on him a little bit.
Maybe.
He's kind of losing the touch.
But why are they having this argument in front of everybody? I was like, someone was going to slip up and say that she was a Slayer or something.
No, but the way they left it wide open, someone in the Facebook group mentioned that everyone around them could have thought that maybe Buffy came out of the closet.
Yeah!
It was very wide open like that. You found out who I really was, and then you couldn't handle it. You just dropped this thing on me, and I didn't have time to process. Very much coming out of the closet type conversation.
I think they all thought she was an addict or something.
She's
out of rehab.
She came out of rehab.
Yeah.
That actually brings me to one of my points. I wrote down, you know what sucks? When you're having an awesome time at a party and all of a sudden this girl and her mom and her friends freak out and then some dead dude breaks through the window and snaps your neck. That dude needs to drink a shot.
That asshole was smoking weed in her house. That's why he got killed. You drink, you get date raped. You smoke weed, a zombie breaks your neck. You dangle an earring from where Giles doesn't know you dangle it, a vampire snaps your neck.
But what pissed me off was her mom set up a really nice, relaxing dinner party
where they
hijacked it into this big-ass party.
How does a dinner party get turned into a party with a band and strangers in your house?
I don't know!
The answer? Schnapps.
Schnapps.
Can well, you know what's great about Buffy? She just kind of rolled with that, you know? And it's all right. Well, my friends are here at least, you know? Sorry,
Yeah.
Kimberly?
That wasn't right.
Kimberly?
Oh, I was saying, let me add that to my list of Joyce points. Mm-hmm. Breaking in a party, like, with all the kids around, and she's there throwing them back. Oh, Joyce.
She might as well join in.
She might have said, hey, guys, get the hell out of my house.
If you have a teenage daughter that slays vampires, I mean, I probably you'd be drinking, too.
Who the hell is Pat? That is Nikki from the Nikki and Paolo. That's like someone dropped right in the middle of everything. Everything is supposed to be like, oh, no problem. I'm so glad she's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Giles made me almost cry when he went to go get the tea. That was really awesome.
That was my first sniffle moment.
That made me, I felt more emotion in that half second than all of Becoming Part 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you're Angel. Yeah. I liked Angel as a bad guy. I liked Angelus. Angel bores me.
You know, all right, that's for another time.
I understand. You're working with hindsight. I don't have any foresight on what's coming up. I'm not the kind of person that'll never say, ooh, I really like Angel now. But let me tell you, I really prefer Angelus, the badass, over Angel the, you hurt. Shut up!
I like Angel's in the dream sequences.
He's not half bad. Because he's being cryptic, right? He's being cryptic.
Yes, he's still, very cryptic.
He's still too mushy.
But he said something that I kind of latched on to. So I'm like, oh, what does that mean? When she was like...
I thought they'd all be here.
Well, they're walking around in the school. Mm-hmm. And she's like, am I in a dream or something about being dead? And he's like, oh, well, I'm not the right person to ask. I'm like, who should she ask then? Mm. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. It is interesting.
I'm sorry, okay.
Snyder is the worst. I have a tingly feeling.
Yeah, what's up with the pervy tingles?
Yes. I have a tingle every time I think about how I've expelled you.
Minor,
troll man. And yeah, what was the lighting on Joyce's face in two different scenes? The lighting was straight across her face. She had like a dark shadow above her eyes and a dark shadow like by her chin in Snyder's office and then in the kitchen when she was asking Buffy if it was okay to have a dinner party. That was weird.
Sorry, we got to break for the sound effect. Lighting watch. I'm not gonna set it all there.
I guess.
Sorry.
I was really glad to see I'm not the only one that keeps framed pictures of myself with my closest friends on a shelf in the basement.
Yeah, what was that all about? Why are you gonna put it in the basement? Why?
I think Joyce put it down there because she's a bad...
She's the worst mother ever!
She's the worst mother ever.
Daughter's missing. She doesn't wait to redecorate the room.
Yeah.
Buffy just got a newer picture. That's all.
Yeah.
Wait, so she puts them with the guest plates?
I guess it's just to save time.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that ridiculous cat?
Zombie cat! Zombie cat was
I
the
would
best.
Like to personally thank Zombie Cat for helping me pick the music for the end of the episode. Thank you, Zombie Cat.
Zombie Cat?
I'd love to guess at the music, but I don't want to ruin the surprise, so...
No, I could just edit out your guess. Like magic.
Is it...
Yes, it is.
Then I won't quote it.
It's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yes.
What did they do to that poor cat to make it look like that? Because at first I was like, that's not real. Then I'm like, wait, it kind of is a real cat in a little costume. I was like, this is weird.
What, is this your PETA part of the podcast? It's Animal Rights Watch.
When the cat came out of the ground, I swear I lost it.
First I thought, I'm like, oh, is a plant growing? It looked like one of those like science films.
It's like a time-lapse photography.
It'd be great if, like, Willow was standing there. He's like, she's like, hey. Zombie kid? A vampire.
Big boy or something.
Big boy.
Too funny.
So, field hockey knees, is that what they're calling it these days? Hey, puppy. That's another one of my points.
Do you want me to tell you my favorite part of this episode?
No.
The burn of course. Victim. The burn victim in the hospital. When he sits up, the sound that he makes on sticking to the pillow.
That's so gross.
It sounds authentic. I don't think that it's fake. I think it's the real sound of his head coming unstuck from the pillow.
Ew. That's so gross. Ew.
I had a mini freak out when I saw the chopping block that Joyce put the top half of the garbage can on right before the cat comes back into the kitchen. Because we had the same chopping block. It's this giant 200-pound thing that we conned someone into taking away. We didn't have to pay them or anything. Waste of space. But I saw it, I'm like, oh yeah, it has the three bolts on the side. But really, like, party with strangers?
What are you talking about? She knew every one of those kids in there.
I don't think so. I think this party is for some chick who just got out of rehab.
Rehab.
Yeah, she knows him.
My favorite one was the blonde surf dude popping popcorn in his mouth and staring at Buffy. I think he, like, his shirt was open. Oh, Mr. Skeevy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Scoobies were like, they didn't want to go have dinner.
No, they didn't want to deal with this. They didn't want to sit down and talk.
They
the resentment and the emotions.
Their life went on without Buffy.
Yeah.
They were, life went on.
Yeah, and clearly those were all friends of the dingoes.
Apparently. Yeah, a lot of dingo groupies.
Dingo groupies.
Like Willow.
Oh,
because Buffy wanted to go hang out at the mall, and Willow kind of stood her up.
Uh-huh.
That was awful.
I couldn't believe she did that.
I'm kind of glad she did it.
Although I have to say, first sighting of the espresso pump in some downtown Sunnydale in the series. Very happy to see that.
The what?
What?
Is there
the
a
first
new hot spot?
The espresso pump where they have Seattle's best.
It's not just they leave school and go to the Bronze or they go to Buffy's house. There's other places in Sunnydale.
What?
What? No.
Do they start hanging out at the video store, too?
There's the school, the cemetery, the movie theater, and the Bronze. That's all that's there.
There's the cage in the library.
What's in the school?
There's the,
what, there's a movie theater?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the Museum of Natural History. There's the zoo.
Sorry. Oh, the zoo. How can I forget the zoo? How can I forget the zoo?
It's your favorite.
I'm just saying, the espresso pump is another place where they do gather. And as well as Giles' apartment, which is a great. We get like a kind of a after school.
We go to Giles' apartment.
Go to Giles. Yeah.
This is where he really lives. This is where Jenny died. Giles' apartment.
She didn't.
Can't believe he didn't move out. It's not so much an apartment as a townhouse. He has stairs.
Yeah. Maybe he's hoping that Ghost Jenny will come back and haunt him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Robin, let me ask you this. Okay, if upstairs at Giles' apartment is his bedroom.
Yes, it is.
What is behind the kitchen? Now, I know there's a bathroom back there.
What?
I don't know. I always thought it was next to the kitchen, right? Maybe like a back entrance or something?
It's true what they say. Buffy fans are crazy people.
You
guys are talking about Giles' apartment floor plan?
Yeah.
Is there a door to a mystery room? Is there a mystery room? Or a door to... Is it one of those townhouses where the garage is on the first floor? And then you can walk up from the stairs to the kitchen and the
that
living room.
Has never seen upstairs. The inside of anything. He doesn't even wax it.
Hey, we saw Ripper in this episode.
You guys keep mentioning Ripper. Who the hell is what? Ripper? Are you spoiling us?
Ripper is the one who, with the help of his friends from his childhood or his college years, that you know, they created the demon that was in the Dark Age.
I really just heard the word Ripper mentioned once by that guy who doesn't know how to pour acid effectively.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I love his name, though. Forgot it already.
Ethan.
Ethan.
But, okay, when Giles was hot-wiring the car.
Mm-hmm. Like riding a bloody bicycle.
By the way, Steph, did that video help?
Yes, it did. I know exactly how to hot wire a car now in case of a zombie apocalypse. Nice.
That's what I'm here for.
Damn.
And also, okay, at the end, when Giles goes to see Snyder to talk him into letting Buffy back in school.
No.
You know, he kind of forceful. Would you like for me to convince you?
In the words of Willow Rosenberg, force is nice. That was the Bed Bath & Beyond episode.
Speaking of the hot wire in the car, by the way, there's a kind of a Buffy fun fact. I was reading, we didn't get any facts today from Missy.
No.
We have something for Faith, Hope, and Trick, but I am not reading it.
Yeah.
Because I have not watched Ahead.
Yeah.
Has anyone else here watched Ahead?
Nope.
No.
Awesome. Better not. All right.
I really want to, but I will watch it immediately after we hang
up. So you think America is full of prudes, Illyrio?
No.
Just go along.
Why am I going to go along with something that makes me seem like a judgmental, ethnocentric, culturally insensitive
Oh, now
douche.
You don't.
Yeah, you can follow your Twitter feed for that, right?
Hey, man, there's nothing in my Twitter feed that isn't true.
Anyway, so I guess England censored out the part of Giles actually hot-wiring the car because they thought it was too imitatable, apparently.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not about being a prude. It's not like they... Listen, 8 p.m. on TV in England, and you got boobies. So, I don't know if not showing people how to hotwire a car qualified as prudish, necessarily. It may be overly fascistic, but not prudish.
I don't know that word, but I'm going to go
overly?
Along.
It means too much.
By the way, Illyrio, yes. When I next time I come over to your house, will I be company plate material?
We only have one set of plates. Christine and I have debated. I am fervently on the no company plates. She wants to get a set of nice china. I said, let's just buy an iPad. We
you
have
can
different
buy
priorities. We have different priorities. Yeah. Who the hell is Pat? I cannot stand that person. Oh, I'm making empanadas in my Spanish class.
I wanted to shove a shovel in her face before she had the mask on.
Here, here. I agree 100%.
Okay. You know that the mask that Joyce is nailing to the wall?
Yes. Does your mother have one of those too?
No.
That would be great.
What about that is comforting and welcoming? And why does she want to put it on to
She's a terrible
through?
Mother.
Yeah.
Did she say it's comforting and welcoming? That's what she says?
No, she's just like, oh, it's such fine art and great. And Buffy's like, it hates the room. And she's like, you have no appreciation for art. I'm
for
like,
primitive
wow.
Art, yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
You have no appreciation for your daughter! Oh,
I'm
Joyce.
I'm just picking on Joyce now.
Well, Joyce, we learned from this episode, it just proves the fact that Joyce should not date or make friends.
Yes.
Yes. I do not beg to differ. Giles finally gets to the good part of the book, apparently. Right at the commercial break, we see him looking there. What, he just forgot to look down?
Yes.
Sodding.
Sodding. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Then he finally gets to the good part of the book. Oh, dear Lord.
I love the over-the-shoulder shot of him just looking away as he's turning the pages of his book. Like, anybody really does that?
I
don't know.
I do that all the time. Yeah. Buffy overhears her mother. She doesn't hear the full conversation.
Yeah, she hears about content.
One of these moments. Like, who's going to run away based on half? Who doesn't want clarification? I'm not going to run away having heard something once out of context. That's just an excuse. She can't handle it.
Buffy feels alone because of what she had to do. She had to kill her boyfriend.
And why hasn't she told anybody yet?
Oh, wah.
That's the thing that's got, like, two episodes in, nobody knows? Really? Nobody knows that she had to kill Angel, and it wasn't Angelus at the time. Nobody knows that. That really bothered me.
Uh-huh.
I kept waiting for that to come out, and really? Really, Joss?
Well, only time that she could have was when they were at Giles' apartment, and she just really, she felt put on the spot. She didn't really want to talk about it, so Giles kind of let her off the hook.
I suppose. Because it wasn't really the time. It really bothers me, though. Like, I don't like that in any TV show. That's one of the things I despise about that show, Lost. If you guys watched it. But there were all these moments where person A was talking to person B, and person B knew something that was pertinent to person A, and person A knew something that was pertinent to person B, but there was just no communication.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's just, it really irks me.
Would you just tell us, Albert? Yes. Yeah, I know. We hear you. By the way, there's always a gathering at my house. We have Bree and Mellow Song Stylings.
Bree.
Although I have to say, Xander hates my wife, and Cordy thinks she smells like patches.
I have no comment.
So that's a shindig, right?
Yes. It was nice getting clarification.
Well, is this the first thing from Buffy that is carried over into Firefly?
I don't watch Firefly.
What? You haven't seen Firefly? What? It's so good!
The name
it's
of an like episode. The shindig is
the greatest
episode.
Awesome series. Jeez.
It's not going to take you long to watch the series.
Kim.
It's not.
Kim, like, do you have Netflix? Kim, do you have Netflix?
Everyone lost their minds.
Kim, do you have Netflix? Do you have Netflix, Kim?
No. I can tell.
Yeah, you download them and you watch them in proper order and you fall in love.
Yes.
That's an order.
If I watch Firefly, will it spoil me for this?
No, it won't.
No. Yeah, don't watch it on the Science Channel as much as you want to.
We don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we kind of do.
Well, yeah. Not really.
We always have a lame version, a lame Canadian version of everything that's...
And by lame, we mean it pays for healthcare.
Yeah.
Oh my god, can I point something else out?
Of course. That's why you're here.
No.
You'll be a good guest and you be quiet.
So the zombies all attack, right? And freaking at the front door.
I know. You're gonna say what I was gonna say.
Door closed. They grab Oz and everybody except Cordy runs up the stairs.
Willow leaves her boyfriend to the zombie apocalypse.
Self-preservation, man. Self-preservation.
And then Cordy gets 10 minutes in heaven for not running away, of course.
Yes.
Oh, and who the hell is Pat?
Okay, even better, where's Mr. Gordo? I saw all of Buffy's other stuffed animals, and I did not see Mr. Gordo anywhere.
I think Angelus took him when he came into that sketch. Remember, he was quite partial to Mr. Gordo. Yeah, oh, there's a sketch of Mr. Gordo sleeping.
Oh, God.
What the hell did Mr. Gordo know?
I love that scene where Pat and Joyce are drinking the schnapps.
Was it Peach Schnapp?
It's so awkward.
Because Peach Schnapp and I have a history.
I was going to say, I don't recall. Did they say it was Peach Schnapp?
No, just Schnapps.
It was just schnapps.
Schnapps? What flavor of schnapps was it in particular? I wanted to know.
Me too.
Does it matter?
Peppermint?
Peach.
Peach?
Yeah, peach schnapps.
Okay. I'll go with peach.
Okay.
Can't guarantee there's a peach in it.
So it's healthier than a cake.
Yes.
Yes, much. Especially if you drink lots of it after you eat the cake, you convince yourself you didn't eat the cake.
Aww.
So if Giles runs out on the whole watcher job, he also has the
Mafia
career of
strong
being a
man.
He can be a looker or a seer as well.
Yes. Yeah, and if I'm in trouble, if I need someone to help me out, if I need someone to represent me in any situation, I want Giles to cover my back. I want him on my side. Like if I am subjected to an injury from an accident, I want him to be my advocate. I want him chasing my ambulance. That man is into some serious payback situation.
With the absence of Angelus, Giles is quickly becoming my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
He's so interesting right now.
Like, a lot of depth, a lot of variety. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I love how like we're getting more of him outside of the school and interacting with Joyce. He really is, you know, becoming this kind of like fatherly figure. And I really
Joyce.
No, Giles is too good for her.
Okay.
Like, wait, well, she's a better Giles. You can't say Goyce. You gotta say Joyce. That doesn't work. You need to say Giles. No,
Joyles?
It works the way you say it works.
Joyles? Sounds gross.
It's like a disease.
Sorry, I have Joyles.
Joyles? Guys, and Joyles.
No, tuberculosis. That's what a disease sounds like. Joyles is not a disease.
Okay, a slang term for a disease.
I suppose.
Okay, when everybody was raging on Buffy and telling her how awful it was, did anyone notice that Cordelia was kind of hiking up her undies under her dress?
No.
I gotta go back. You can see her. They're like, Xander is like, yelling at her. She's yelling it. You can see her like fidgeting with her under things to try to like get her dress.
I
her
have it on my phone. I'm gonna check that out right now.
I swear to God.
There is no way I missed that. How do I miss that?
Distracting upon third viewing.
Have you guys ever had to deal with like talking to somebody while like they have their significant other kind of like chewing on their ear or whatever?
No. And if that would ever happen to me, there would be two people that would be hurt.
This is high school, Robin.
Well, I'm not in high school anymore.
For them.
Oh. I'm just saying, like, that's just such
a... Yeah,
like,
that was just
awkward.
Inappropriate time to be out in public in front of everybody.
Well, if someone was 40 and doing it in front of you at a party, that'd be weird. If you're like 16, I guess it's normal? I don't know.
You should have hooked up with blonde server popcorn dude and...
Or the guy over there by the
then you guys would be like, oh man, I miss Angel.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
I miss brooding wooden Angel so much.
Instead of the schemester with the popcorn. The only other point I had was I'm very happy to see Seth Green strumming along with the theme song now.
Awesome. Staring at his hand.
Is that a Back to the Future reference?
No, it's a I don't really know how to play guitar reference.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm...
Oh, you've seen Charlie,
Buffy,
you've seen
just came down the stairs. Joyce is chasing her. Okay.
Oh, my God, you're
Xander
really
and Cordy just
you.
Released and... Oh, I think I saw her hand Cordelia. And what's she doing? She's walking.
She's standing behind
Xander.
Him when it happens.
Yeah, she's kind of standing right behind. Joyce is wearing a red shirt, which is not a good sign. Buffy's staring around. It's not the time. There's the candy necklace. There's the little... Okay, so she's standing there, and no panty pulling action yet. Oh, I kind of saw her hand went right to it. Now, I don't see any pulling, but her hand goes like she's looking over her left shoulder at one point, and her hand goes right to her left hip with her forefinger and thumb about ready to pinch to pull up, but I don't see any pulling yet.
Joyce yeah, it looks like she's like fiddling with her garments.
No, loud fighting between.
Is this before or after 10 minutes?
Looking over.
Larry, make sure you take some screenshots if you catch this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to need this up on the group page.
Oh, there's Jonathan with a dip. Jonathan with a dip.
Jonathan. That's right.
Jonathan.
I forgot to mention.
Zen with his douchey look and his douchey face.
Honestly, I hate when we see Jonathan now.
Because everybody makes a big deal about him?
Yes, everybody made this huge deal about him. When he comes out, I'm like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? And it's like, oh, God.
He's going to eat a chip.
I don't think he actually ate it. That's the thing. Okay, now we're back at the zombies.
Oh.
I don't know. If you're actually,
I don't know. It looked like she was fiddling, like trying to get... readjusted.
It looked like her hand was going to that zone. And that was just
it could have, well, if it was the forefinger and thumb, or she could have been pulling up. They could have been high-waisted. I don't know. All I'm saying is it looks like she was fiddling with her garments.
I'm back to the scene. Fast forward to the hot wiring. But now we have like a... Oh, but now she's coming and saying she's in her shoes. Was it before then?
I don't remember now. Right. I'll get to it, and I'll...
You'll get to it, and you give us a screenshot, because, boy, I'm really interested in seeing that, because that's usually the kind of stuff... I mean, they don't allow that. You know, it's like you never see anybody's seat empty at the Oscars. Even if they have to go use the bathroom. Sorry about that distraction, everyone.
Okay. Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. When Willow said, you were my best friend, mm-hmm. did you think she was going to finish that almost with, and I love you? I'm like, is she going to say that same line that Xandra said to her?
No.
I'm actually wondering if she meant, you were my best friend, but you're not anymore.
Yeah, that was another thing. I mean, she said, you were. And I'm like, whoa. Well, she didn't say you are. Yeah. She definitely said were.
And she is the one that got on Xander's case for the whole past tense thing in the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
But they're living without... They, we discussed earlier.
Can't live! The liver is without you.
I can't slay.
If slaying is without you, I really only get a 60% hit rate. I'm not very good at it.
Oh.
Well, at least they didn't die. And that their mission statement don't die.
That's not right.
Gotta live a mission statement.
I'm all out of points. I don't know if anybody else is out of points.
No, I'm good.
I like this episode.
There's Bro What.
That was great.
There is some Bro Watch, if anybody cares.
Better not be Pat.
I care.
It's not Pat. It's really
it's
not.
Time for androgyny. Here comes Pat.
Well, Cordelia was wearing a white bra and a green tank. There's a lot of white and green going on. For instance, there was also a white strapless bra under a mint see-through sweater. And then there was a complete rando at the party behind a random girl behind Buffy during argument with Xander. White bra, another green tank top.
It's either very Irish or very Lebanese. Did any of them look like Jamie Farr?
No.
Okay.
Awesome. Just awesome.
That's it? That's all the Bra Watch?
That's it.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I was watching that party over and over. I'm like, there's gotta be somebody, some groupie in this party. Somebody's got, no. Not just that one girl. Again, green. Green and white. That is all. Ratings, everyone?
I'm going to give this episode an 8 out of 10. Nigerian masks.
I also give this episode 8 out of 10 bad mothers.
Continuing with the ratings scheme from last week.
I think that'll be my theme for the year.
The season 3 rating system. Bad mothers.
No, I'll give it 8 out of 10 impromptu parties.
I give it 8 out of 10 awkward shindigs.
To say first, major points for good drama, some great dialogue, some great Oz lines. Wasn't a fan of the mask that doesn't work until it gets to Joyce's, or the fact that the zombies were not flesh eaters at all. They just broke necks. Because of this, I ended up with a 7 out of 10 zit hiding glamours.
Very nice.
I give it a 7 3/4 big ass crosses out of 10. Xander was wearing a big ass cross.
That was huge. That was like.
There's like Flava Flav.
No, that was like Sean Connery in.
Name of the Rose?
Name of the Rose.
Yes.
Christian Slater. You're so not right for that part.
Bald Christian Slater.
I have no idea where you're
Isn't that just normal Christian Slater now?
Is this a movie we must watch, Robin?
It's a good mystery. I liked it.
It's a very good mystery.
Yeah.
The Sean Connery. Hello, Trebek. I'm the cock of the walk.
God.
Well, that's what we thought about the episode. Tell us what you think. Send us feedback. Send us voicemails. Don't send us spam.
No.
We don't want spam. If you're going to send us an email that has spoiler information, let us know in the subject. If you want to send us a call about an episode that's from the future, and you're afraid that you're going to forget what you just thought about, call us 27040-BUFFY and just tell us in the first few seconds that this is about a specific episode and stop listening if you haven't seen it yet. Where can people send us emails?
Potentialcast@gmail.com.
That's right. You can also check out the website, www.potentialcast.com, where we put out the show. You can download directly or subscribe via iTunes.
Facebook.
Facebook group, Potential Cast. It's fun. We have 170-odd members. We're getting close to 200 members.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The discussions are getting much more livelier.
Mm-hmm. I think they were lively before. I just think you weren't on.
That's true.
No, now that you started listening to us, you kind of have to, right?
I go on every day, but I only participate when I want to talk to people. So
Ooh.
No.
Well, I must say
this week we didn't fly at all at work, so I was just sitting in front of my computer. That's why I was just so active on because I can't log online when I'm flying. Sorry, guys.
Really too bad.
I'd like to give a quick plug for the Potential Spoilers group, which has 104 members.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, now, there's a lot of chatter about season 3, isn't there?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff people are looking forward to you guys getting to. So if you want to join in on that, if you've already seen all of Buffy and Angel, please join. Just search for Potential Spoilers.
Awesome.
So Angel starts at the end of season 3 of Buffy?
Mm-hmm.
Does it start simultaneously with season 4 of Buffy, or kind of starts before?
No,
oh, sweet.
It starts at the same time.
Nice.
Those were the good day, the good old days. Tuesday night, 2-hour block of Whedon.
Nice.
Hmm.
And then you'd watch the shows?
It's a 2-hour block of weed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was Whedon as in a is that a verb?
It's a transitive verb, yes.
I didn't ever see that. My fellow hippie friends, hey man, let's go do some Whedon.
And then you'd show up and they'd give you gardening gloves and a trowel, right?
Before you show you DVDs, they're like, what the F is this?
Like, is that to help us roll? Like, I don't get it. It's not at all like an album cover. Did we even have DVDs back then?
No.
Late 90s was still VHS, right?
I believe, like, my first DVDs was, like, right around 2000. I think Gladiator was my first DVD.
The Matrix was my first DVD.
My first DVD was Good Will Hunting.
Gabby?
Oh, so that was right around,
I don't recall my first DVD.
I don't remember.
I don't recall.
It was that and Remember the Titans. I rented them from Blockbuster. Oh, my God.
I remember my first VHS was The Goonies.
Goonies.
It was back in the day when it was like $100 to buy a cassette.
Really? Okay, what's everybody's first disc?
Come on. No.
I never had
karaoke. At a friend's house for New Year's, and we had karaoke on Laserdisc. It was awesome. I think it's time for quotations. And not sarcastic quotations.
Do you quotes yet? Holy schnikes. Okay.
Quotes, please. Robin, go first.
Talking about it isn't helping. We might as well try some violence. Crash! I was being sarcastic!
Didn't anyone ever warn you about playing with pointy sticks? It's all fun and games until somebody loses an eye.
A girl's school? So now it's jackets, kilts, and no boys? Care to throw a little foot bondage? Sorry, I lost it. Oh, Puffy.
Do you want to do it again?
No, I'm good.
Gabby?
I don't know. I'm torn between two. So go.
All right. Do you like my mask? Isn't it pretty? It raises the dead. Americans.
The only reason why I didn't use that quote is because I needed to hear Illyrio say it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got the wrong house, Mr. Belvedere. My backup was... Oh, where'd it go? I'm the dick!
My backup was... What about homeschooling? It's not just for scary religious people anymore.
All right. Generally speaking, when scary things get scared, not good. I love this one. Welcome to the Hellmouth Petting Zoo.
There's the classic, Cordy, get out of my shoes.
Will you be slaying?
Oh, Joyce.
But, you know, she says that like...
She's trying to be supportive?
Yeah. Is this the one where she says... Oh, I'm afraid to say it.
Well, when she says you should tell the police or whatever because they'd be happy to have a superhero?
Yeah.
That got me so mad.
I mean it, and I've had schnapps. Party Village, can I rock you?
But that's how I answer the phone every day. What? That's weird.
Awesome.
The only other one I have is never mind. Just
Oz. That was good. Tell Buffy you have to go for the eyes. He goes through all the trouble of getting out there. At first I thought the blinding light was doing more. It was just slowing people down. It was just like getting someone's flash from their camera in your eyes at a party. Not more severe than that. It was like, I'm disoriented. Okay, I'm better now. That's all it did. Who the hell is Pat?
Seriously.
Pat. Empanadas.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
And Joyce wasn't too... I mean, Joyce pretended like she was very upset and she was sitting by the phone waiting for Buffy to come home. But really, she wasn't. She was making friends with Joyce and joining book clubs. And
drinking schnapps.
Yeah.
Peach schnapps.
Well, we don't have that confirmed yet. If anyone can tell us, please let us know.
Probably somebody somewhere. Well, we all know that Joyce is a schnapps aficionado, and she prefers.
Joyce is originally from Georgia, hence the peach.
I don't think she's from Georgia.
No.
Just saying. Awesome, Robin. Thank you for being with us. Where can we listen to you?
Oh, where can't you?
That's correct. What's our homework for next week, Steph?
MediaJunkyard.com, SmallvillePodcast.com, and probably a certain Minion cast might be coming along soon.
That's great. Thanks for joining us again. Steph, do we have homework for next week?
Studded patches.
Yes, next week. Fake Hope a Trick.
Yay.
About to get real.
Wait a minute. It's going to get real again?
Yeah. Can I like get a little tease in here? There's one. One of your questions from the last few seasons is finally going to get answered in this next.
What question would that be?
Don't I say it.
What
Kim, you're incorrigible. Like,
oh my gosh. You know. Well, I don't know if you're going to be. Oh. Sure.
It's going to be one or the other. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I want to see him beat up Schneider. I want to. I want to see him beat up Schneider.
Schneider,
fantastic! That guy from One Day at a Time.
Wait a minute, the guy with all the keys.
Schneider. I'm not talking about Schneider. I mean Schneider. Can't stand him. Stupid mustache. He was the one with the overalls of shame.
Living super. And what has to do with you? Do you? Jesus.
Uh-huh. Oh, always hitting on Valerie Bertinelli's mom. Why did Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen break up?
Our neighbor had a laser dick.
That's all, folks.
A laser disc. And I remember we watched Rookie of the Year.
I think there's a new SNL short, Laser Tick.
Sorry.
Best movie ever.
Can edit that out.
Oh no. Yes, that's my new
that's my new favorite. I think I'm going to register twitter.com/laserdick. Excuse me.
That's my new Facebook status.
What are you going to put?
Have an account? Sign up. Full name.
That sounds like a
laser
band or something. Oh,
God. Oh, laser dick already exists. We hate you, laser dick.
How about an email address? LaserDick@gmail.com.
Who uses email anymore? I want to see what Laser Dick is tweeting. Excuse me.
Maybe it's really compelling stuff.
Twitter.com/LaserDick reveals Dan Rodden. He has 5 tweets. He's following 21 people. He has 4 followers. He's not listed anywhere. Let's read his tweets. I'm a Mac, Nuff said. That was the 5th of June, 2009. On the 7th of June, 2009, lacrosse practice.
Oh, God.
On the 24th of July, 2009, Twitter sucks.
Then why did you take the awesome name,
on
dude?
The 16th of February, guy's name's probably Chad. Lax canceled. Don't know what
wow.
that means. Lacrosse practice? You wrote lacrosse practice as LAX? There's not even a space in there. And the last tweet ever on the 23rd of April, 2010, I love toaster strudels.
Well, you gotta hand it to him there.
Compelling shit right
and
there.
He doesn't even have his own custom avatar. It's an egg. What a disappointment, Dan Rodden.
He's a bigger douche than Xander.
Yeah, you and Xander belong together. Your boyfriend.